if you believe in God, is not the only one you've got. And there was the man who walked to the minister, this one in truth, and said, "Brother, I have news. I have terminal cancer. I'm not going to make it. Probably past another 3 to 4 weeks. 2 months at the most. It's moving so rapidly." And the minister gathered him up and began to sob and said, "I'm so sorry." And the man pushed the minister back and said, "What do you mean? Don't weep at me, brother. I'm going to beat you there. Put that in your pipe and smoke it." It's perception and perspective. And if you're locked into this as being the only one, you're not even good in my service, do you see? Because my entire projection of space commander on this place at time of evolvement is depending on your knowing that there is more, and there is a very physical thing that has to take place to get you there if you're not already there. And most of the teachers that have come forth to teach you have gotten you up so far, and then this kind of teaching comes forth and you can't handle it because they've protected their assets by not telling you the whole of it. I daresn't go out there and say that, and don't think that my scribe right this minute isn't going through the flares of hell. Listen to you, Hatton, for goodness sakes, why do you have to put me in this position? And I have to remind her, remember the day, Precious, you said it was my problem and not yours? Keep it there. Yeah, but guess who they're going to pull into the courtroom? They may be surprised, may they not? Germaine didn't give these lessons to Mr. Russell. I believe that Germaine might have something to say about that as well as Mr. Russell. And from where they are, they both have to have a translator. You ones are open for a whole heck of a lot of fun while all of this unfolds. Dorma's not sure. She'd rather eat cake and try to make an excuse on Tuesday morning why Weight Watchers didn't work. But I honor each of you for that very doubting. And then in spite of that doubting, that allowance. That goes beyond what any of my teachers have told me. That goes beyond what I've ever heard. Don't make me run the risk of saying that for the first time. Or you dragging up something from a long time ago and making me say it again. Then how in the world are you ever going to get truth? This is my mode of communications. I didn't say the only mode, but this is the way we communicate. Right at the frequency where sound becomes light. Right at the frequency where non-visible particulate becomes visible. I have to get you functioning on that frequency so that you can accept me when I show up and you can be acceptable in your traveling to and fro like those little photons from that photon thrust system called a laser. I have a question here. How can you not mention those ozone holes as existing and then there they are? Well, I have to put it where you can see it, because they're lying to you about a photon belt. And I get this one, I am barraged with this one until my frustration level does break through. I can only repeat the great, what is called the greatest barrier, is the photon belt in the Pleiades cycle system. It isn't due for you at the speed your Earth is moving to move into it. Even first, you've got a lot of ones in your solar system farther out than you. They're going to hit it first. But it doesn't matter if Jupiter's dark first, does it? To you. So when you go through it, that expected evolution according to your counting, but you have to remember something else. The Aztec, Mayan, all Aboriginal calendars ended in 1987. You don't even know how you're counting anymore. Someone right out of this room sent in a question wanting to know if it would help to add 13 months to the calendar. What difference does it make? It's not right anyway. But according to the speed you're going now, the amount of twist, or what I call gyroscopic turn, you shouldn't hit that in massive manner until early in your second decade of your new century, past the millennium. What do you think the millennium is about? Why do you think it gets so much play in all the prophecies and all the historical documents? A big change comes about the time of that millennium. And yet, your own sense of prophecy tells you that you've got to go through a whole heck of a lot of things here before you get there. So what does this July thing mean? It means that man has the capability of creating this no time. And it also means that I'm not going to be allowed to tinker with it. I can only tell you to be prepared. Follow your instincts. Listen to what they're not telling you, but watch the play. They are even going to start a channel on your television cable system called science fiction and future travel and things like that, where they're going to show E.T. and various and sundry movies. Get ready. Get ready for the salamander people, the reptilians, the gray aliens. They're going to be presented to you. They've got to some way unify your world. You see, they've got all the money. They could do it by offering it to you, and you would grovel. But you see, you have instinctive drives, and you thought you were a good nation. You thought you were a godly nation. So when they start offering you money back, since they've all been getting it from you, you're going to get suspicious, aren't you? It's going to be hard to unify. Because there are going to be ones out there like Bo Gratz telling you it ain't right, and you know it isn't. So they've got trouble. So how do you think you would go about unifying? How are you going to explain in your new unified? It just hit Dharma. Did anybody else get it? Aren't there any scientists in this room? Don't let it be a little Texas girl that got it. I just said the magic words that unify the field theory for you scientists. They're going to have to go outside the physical realm of what you know and into the greater field of space and cosmic beings to unify you. They can't do it. And they have to have an excuse for having murdered all of you. Because the ones they have remaining in their service they have to keep blind, ignorant, and enslaved. So they cannot allow you, the people, to understand what they're doing. They've got to make it look like off limits, outer limits. Because you don't know that they have the technology to create these things. There hasn't been any speculation on your news about even so much as, well, there may have been a little hint. It seems to come from outer space, these little earthquakes that are on non-faults and no connections. It never occurs to you, the people, that you have the kind of technology to create that, to produce that. So when they tell you, you remember all those UFO, gray alien stories, we hid it from you because we wanted to protect you. But yes, they're out there. And they're here to get you. And they sent AIDS in to kill you. All the while they taught your children to be homosexual. The most heart-wrenching letter I have ever gotten, I got 2 days ago from one who has a 16-year-old son who was put into the kind of position in a camp where his counselor literally had sexual relationships with him. This was a man. And told him because he seemed to enjoy it and it seemed the proper thing to do because it was a religious camp. And that God expects you to experience all. And write down the New Age flower child love-in type of a situation. He came home and announced that he knew now that he was gay. And this counselor had pointed out things that made him know that he was from the time he could remember. And after all, it's all right. And these ones took that son to a counselor, a guidance counselor, a psychiatrist. And when he came back saying, I knew it was all right. I'm just normal. It's you who are abnormal. By suggesting that there's something wrong with me because I have realized my full potential sexually. So these parents were right down there, what in the world did you say to him? What do you mean, what did I say to him? This is the way it is. He should have a right to express in any way he desires. And by now the young man at 16 had joined support groups to support this. I have to remind you, there is commonality of sexuality. Everybody has it. God has it. There is preference, which can be totally 100% controlled. You're not bestial. You only act it. Do I condemn this young man? Absolutely not. This is the height of ignorance. It goes much higher than that I condemn. Homosexuality has nothing to do with it. If you prefer the company of men and you're a man, then maybe that's intelligence. Because I don't know how a man's ever going to really get along with a woman. Because you're different. And all the voting in for equality is not going to make you the same. You're shaped different. It's like the emperor's new clothes. If he's naked, he's naked. And especially if you're naked, you're different. So what in the world are we doing? a difference. That's what gives you a species. Not homosexual behavior. You only pass disease. And mental instability. Because your gut says it's not right. And your parents probably told you that. But maybe it's a parent who told the child, either of the same sex or different, while he or she abused that child in that manner, that this is right. And then the same one can go to church on Sunday morning and sit in the pew and look at the confusion that little child has to face. Being a counselor with a petition like that laid in your lap, ponder it, each of you. How would you answer it? How can you offer your hand to these parents? A 16-year-old? To you, they're but babies. But to society, they're grown. A 16-year-old deliberately murders. He's tried as an adult. Goodness gracious, I don't know how to respond. And my response, in the worldly human format, I don't know if these ones would be able to accept it. To deal with a problem, you've got to get the child. Now, I don't have to have his cooperation. You just get him there. But most hypnosis counselors would not dare use such a method as I would. I'd lay him out flat like that. And I would take him back to where he learned this. And then we would go farther back to see if, in fact, his perceptions are right. But you see, in only like 1 out of 2 or 3 million people, will there even be a question? But he has to confront it at the level at which it was introduced. And that is going to be in a very subconscious level. Making his consciousness accept the lie. Does that mean I hate homosexuals? For goodness sakes, I have such compassion for ones compelled to live in that lifestyle because a society has thrust this upon them till it takes my breath away. And even if the preference is there, you know that in the higher realms of experience, it cannot be, because there is no physical appurtenances to fulfill physicalness. So you're talking about locking an emotional experience or feeling, an energy feeling, within the slave quarters of a prison of 5 senses, because the thrust, dear ones, is not to have equal rights for homosexuals of preference, but the acceptance equally of homosexual behavior. And I would hope that heterosexuals in the quarters of their own bedroom would not feel a need to go out and shout it to the rooftops. This is the most private, personal exchange of love, it should be, of procreation between a man and his wife. And I'm not talking about a legal marital contract. I'm talking about the responsibility of a relationship that represents marriage and responsibility. And I, Hatan, don't know how to respond to that. Because my response goes beyond what I believe that they will be able to accept. And yet, do you let this continue in the lie? King Solomon had some problems. They were not with cutting babies in half. There are choices in every breath you take. You can choose not to take the next breath. And if you had the help of a good strong hand over your mouth and nose, you'd die. That's that fine line. Every breath you take is a choice. Every direction you take is a choice. Whether you listen to me or not is your choice. You can get out of the door and not too far out there, you won't be able to hear me. That's your choice. I honor you who have the respect to stay long enough to at least close the meeting so that there's not embarrassment. As much as anything to me. I honor you for the respect you show, not just to walk out without more knowledge or understanding of what we're about, because it would be very easy now to lock in on this subject in a political year and say, oh, well, they are really, not only are they anti-Semites, which makes it difficult because Hatan is a Semite, so being anti is really difficult to the point of impossibility. And on top of that, now he's after the politicians, and he's going to help us manage our money, so that can't be godly. And now, for goodness sakes, he is a bigot, and he's going to be really rotten to the homosexuals. And if that's all that you get out of this, then there's going to be great pain involved, because we have no bigotry. And the only way that I know that you can rise above that on earth human level is to come into knowing. And to come into knowing requires that you come into knowledge. And I repeat, you can change in the blink of an eye. You cannot know all in the blink of an eye. You can understand and comprehend that you do know it, but you won't have it in your consciousness. That comes through presentation of information that your mind consciously can deal with. And then you can deal with it. And then it begins to make sense. So if I were going to petition ones newly coming into my presence, it would be, give us time. You don't have to literally give us time. We don't recognize time. We have all the time and space there is. So I guess my petition is give yourself time before you make those final conclusions and judgments. And then after you have studied it all, then make your conclusions. I find one making great projections and great conclusions and great judgments. And when I say, how many of the journals have you read? I've read 4. Or I came in and I started taking the Liberator a month before last. I don't care if you started taking the Expresses on day 1. You won't have the information out of the journals. You'll have some of it. The Liberator and the journals are not the same thing. The journals themselves are to awaken you. I guess the Liberator must be to shock you. It's what I usually get. But the truth of your journey is buried in the truth of God and the projection of God and what you are and what is creation. And then what is the divine plan, so that you know how to participate. How can you go and do something when you don't even know what it is you're trying to do? You can hold the overall goal of what you are attaining and never budge from it. But you're not going to know how to manipulate this path unless you know where it is you're headed and have some kind of a roadmap from where you started. You don't even know from where you started. It's that same perception that says there'll be a rapture and we'll all meet God in the clouds. Would God really give you such an imperfect plan of action? Were He perfect? And He is. So something's wrong with it. Must you perceive it's God and His messengers that are wrong? Could it be an error in human presentation? Think about it a moment. When the world is falling apart and the world is radioactive, do you feel safe going and perching on a fluffy cloud? Would God be so unfinished? Would He tell you, I've gone to prepare a place for you and it's a fluffy radioactive cloud? Not me, buddy. I'm going to get the first spacecraft out of there. But if it's headed for that radioactive cloud, brother, I'm not going to get on it either. I want to know what gets me off there, you idiots. That's all I've got to offer you. You're way off. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you it's all right. You can go and do anything you want. I will tell you this. You can get away with it right up until the 11th hour and I slam that door shut. Because you're going to have to depend on getting off on things like my craft. And since the ones in my fleet believe exactly, identically, the same way that I do, because guess what? I've got that God traveling with me. And that is a commander-in-chief. And when you hear a radio announcer introduce Hatton as commander-in-chief, forget it, I'm not. I'm a commander. My commander-in-chief is fully recognized by me. And that is that Christ being now Sananda. And Sananda is exactly the same thing as Christ. It is a state of being. It is not a cute name like George or Tom or Dick or Harry or Jesus or Buddha. It is a state of being. And that state of being means one with God, with full capability of creation. And that one is the governor of your planet. Come back to claim God's property. Well, where's God through all this? Waiting on the other end of your string. Waiting on the other end of your string. It's already here, isn't He? Scary, isn't it? Do you project what you project in your own mind as God? Wow, I have to clean up my act before I put on that hat myself. Do I, Hatton, represent to you the perfect? No. I shouldn't. Not unless I tell you I am God. And then you have every right to expect total perfection. Total. And you also should be respecting the fact that God is just, not just fair. God allows. He doesn't say it's all right. And if I, as a fourth dimensional commander, tell you it's all right, then boy, have I fallen short of perfection. It ain't all right. It is allowed. But it also will be allowed for you to go right into the depths of the pit. because anything that does not destroy your soul energy, your soul essence, will be allowed. You'll get it before you're done. That is the promise of God. You will get it. Now, why would I get stuck on this record again when you've come to hear about photon belts and earthquakes? Because of earthquakes and photon belts, some of you are going to get yourselves dead. And I want you to know where you're going. And you can know where you're going by how you take those laws. I am not here to give anybody absolution. You have it. Well, what about forgiveness? What about it? You have it. You might start trying it on yourself. Because when you do, you'll be able to find that reflection in there that's waiting for this connection to be made. Oh, but that one's not pious. Do you really think the Christ in Pontius Pilate's little dissertation letter that he described was pious? He didn't say he had a pious countenance. He said serene. You didn't have a wimp in that one. And you don't have a wimp now. Worse than that, you don't have a wimp for a president. He knows exactly what he wants. And he's going to get it just as soon and as fast and as well as he can. Does that make him your enemy? Yeah. But he can't be your enemy if you don't let him. In fact, he can help you, this Mr. Bush, if you let him. You just have to remember who you are. And that means you have to know who you are. He sure doesn't do anything to me except help me. Now, it may be that I'm taller than he. And ones of you have seen those pictures. No, that's not me. But they made those pictures because there was me. And my picture hangs on a lot of intelligence walls. They have been seen. And they had to do something. I have agreements. I have treaties. I never negotiate in the terms of compromising. They know it. And it's like the father who says, "You will not do that again." He doesn't say, "I'm going to kill you, I'm going to beat you, I'm going to purge you, I'm going to hang you from your thumbs, I'm going to strip the skin off you." He says, "You're not going to do that anymore." And there is enough respect of the power within that being that says you're not going to do it anymore, that you're not going to do it again. Oh, you may fudge and try, but you're going to get a good, fast reminder of that agreement. And then when you've grown in wisdom, you can confront the reason of that higher warning or that higher structure. And the wisdom tells them not to push Hatan too far. Because Hatan does not threaten. Hatan acts. And I don't have to slay. I don't have to kill anything to get my way. And I don't have to terrify. I don't have to panic to get my way. Because, quite frankly, I still have the capability of uncreation. And that doesn't injure anything. That doesn't injure anything. So we have to remember what we're about. And if I've turned this into a dreary afternoon, you're going to have to understand that you're right up against some choices. And I, as an elder brother, may not allow you to go into that period of time without another warning. At this point, that's all I can do, is remind you and warn you. They're playing. They are playing deadly games. They have the ability to create this null time that will wipe out millions. They cannot create the photon belt beyond it. That will trap more millions. They're just not quite sure what to do. They've been called on it. And enough of you know that they can do it, and it would be them doing it now. Because you see, what your astronomers, your honest to goodness, legitimate astronomers are seeing is something that's going to happen out there in 20 years. And yes, you're picking up a full-blown, impacting situation as you begin to move in there. You don't just be here today and in there tomorrow. Although, as you come past the point of no return, it will seem extremely abrupt. So then, I get from the next one, as I try to explain this to you so that your humanness can understand it, I get one who pronounces me as a satanic evil being because this whole experience is an illusion created by us to make this play. Well, then I guess, friends, you're just going to be stuck with having also created me. You're going to have to play this out in the manifestation in which you are projected. And if you can come into the full knowledge and the full realization that you're not here, then guess what? Your game's over anyway. You're already somewhere else, instantly. I have to make my people stay. And when I say make them, it's because I won't let them bring back that memory into their consciousness. They agreed to do that. But I really have to talk hard and long sometimes before they come back into consciousness. Because they cry out the same way I do and the same way you do. Tell us, tell us, tell us. And we'll do something. 7 seconds before dooms strike you. I'll wait until I think it's serious. Oops, I blew it. I have to tell you of these things. And if you want to go out and pronounce that Hatton is created and structured and now he's projecting this crazy thing that may or may not happen, I don't blame you for that. But I would get prepared if I were you. And then to cover your embarrassment, if nothing happens, you can say, well, I'm not sure I believed it. Just like the earthquake. Didn't happen. And I'm trying to tell you now why Hatton will not project when anything will happen as long as they can tinker around and make earthquake faults where there aren't any and use ones that never erupt. You think I'm going to be crazy enough in your perception to project that there's going to be an earthquake on the San Andreas at 3 tomorrow? Guess what? There won't be if I say there will. And since I have said that, most of you will go and say, well, let's see, what did he say? That must mean it won't happen. I'm safe for another week. It will happen when you least expect it in the blink of an eye, as a thief in the night. Two will be standing in the fields. One will be taken, one will be left. Oh, Chilas, there's truth in those prophecies. Don't be the one left. I plead with you, don't be the one left. Keep that mind open, that heart open for the possibilities that we talk about here. And just in case I'm right, just in case I'm real, get an extra gallon of water to get you through a few days. Will it hurt you? Well, it will clutter the top of my cupboard. And I get this from Dorma. I don't want any more survival things. I have a beautiful cupboard top and I want it clear. I don't want any more spirulina and chlorella slime on my cupboard top. Well, the bottle's too big, precious, to put in the cupboard with a grow light. What do you want to do with it? I don't want it. And then she comes up with the best answer for me of all of you. I don't want to survive, she said. I just want to go home. Well, okay, sweetheart. Will you do your job or will you leave it undone for your fellow man who depended on somebody to do your job? Who's going to do it if you don't? Well, there are a lot. Go get all those ones who say they speak for God anyway. Is that doing your job? Doesn't matter. They like their story better. I had to pick one that they don't like very much most of the time, and you could have given me a popular one, God. Well, precious, we didn't come for popularity either. If I wanted to have remained popular, I would have stayed with the speakers I had. Popularity will not save your assets. Come to think of it, popularity will not even save your ass. You may be the life of the party today, but that's going to be a hot party tomorrow. So I ask you again, consider the possibilities. You're having earthquakes everywhere, and just remember that the newsman came right on and said, you really ought to get prepared. It can't hurt you. Line up what I say against all of those things that are told to you that I'm so bad. Where did they get their information? Usually somebody told them. Line it up and see if there is one thing that I tell you that will hurt you. If you don't need it today, maybe you will have an earthquake next month, and you'll be glad you have that bottle of water and that can of rations when your belly's empty because your granaries are empty and you've lost a lot of grain to the floods they have sent out of season. Listen to what your newscasters are telling you. We don't know how that wave happened. We've decided that it could not have been an underwater landslide. And besides that, it was only 10 feet high, not 18 feet. And it was 32 miles long and not 27. And we've decided it was wind. Isolated wind, 27 miles long, one poof, and there you had it. I like the landslide idea better. But if it had been a landslide under the water, they already know physically it wouldn't have been just one little tidal wave. So that wasn't selling technologically. I am calm and reasonable compared to what they are telling. And it got so outrageous that even your scientists couldn't stop.